My name is Rick Lusher, and I'm the project manager for FAWN, the Florida Automated Weather Network.
Tell us a little about FAWN's cold protection tool.
What we do with our cold protection toolkit is we help the grower decisions related to using water for freeze protection. And so our cold protection toolkit is sort of a step-by-step guide in that you can look at a four-day forecast from the National Weather Service, and then you can go down to evaluating individual cold events. Coming up to a night where it's expected to be cold, you can look at the estimated overnight minimum temperature, which we calculate using the Brunt equation. And then we have another tool called the forecast tracker that can be used to essentially evaluate the forecast in real time, so you can compare the forecasted temperature to the actual temperature at one of our stations as a cold night is progressing to see how likely is it that the actual temperature will reach the forecasted temperature, or if it even might go below that value. And then we also have a tool for evaluating evaporative cooling potential. So if a grower turns on an irrigation system, how likely is it that evaporative cooling might occur, which could potentially drive the temperature down even further. And then we also have a tool that is used to determine when to shut off a running irrigation system without risking any further damage.
Give us a little overview of My Florida Farm Weather.
So My Florida Farm Weather is a cost share program funded by the Florida Department of Agriculture, or FDACS. And what they're doing is they're helping growers install weather stations on their property. And then FAWN is collecting and managing and disseminating the data from those stations. And there are currently about 180 stations in that program. And we have a web page that we develop for that program that has a nice GIS-based map that you can zoom in and out of. You can click on stations to get measurements, forecasts, in some cases irrigation scheduling, and in all cases cold protection tools, just like with the FAWN stations.
So that lets growers who have their own stations get much more localized information, correct?
Correct, yeah. And that's the kind of the ideal scenario for anybody, is to have on-site data. And so these stations provide a lot of the same benefits that the FAWN stations provide, but for specific locations, the grower-specific locations.
How many FAWN stations nowadays?
42 FAWN stations statewide. And one other quick thing about the My Florida Farm Weather program is that we developed a smartphone app for that as well. And so you can install the app either on an Apple or Android device at this point. And then you can have the nice interactive map that you can go and zoom in and touch the stations and get the measurements. Well, we're going to implement a forecast this year. That's not there yet, but you can look at the cold protection tools, you can look at a graph, and then you can also display different things on the map as well.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.